I suspect probably all of us have had the experience that someone we love or love is separated from us. You know, sometimes separated temporarily. For instance, you know, a son, a daughter goes off to the military, goes off to Iraq. Or maybe a husband or wife has gone to serve in the military. Or a young person is off to study in college. And there is that separation that goes on from someone we deeply love. There can also be the separation of death. But what do we do in those cases? Don't we normally hold those people very much in our hearts? Don't we think about them? Maybe we think about the things that we've done with them that we so much enjoyed. Or maybe we're thinking about what we're going to do when we see them the next time. Sometimes maybe even in our minds we're thinking about what I want to tell them. What I've just experienced that I'd love to share with them. We keep pictures of them sometimes. Just sort of reminders. Or maybe it's other things that were important to them that we kind of keep around us as a way of remembering that person and thinking about that person, holding that person in our hearts. I'm going to ask these children. I'm picking on you now. So that's the bad part about being a small group. Do you have anybody that's far from you that you love? Where do your grandparents live? Here? In Wichita? Here? In Mexico? Do you get to see them very often? You do? No, I didn't think you did. I didn't think so. But do you think about them? Yeah. I think we all do that. When there's somebody that is very important in our lives and we're not with them, we think about them. And we long for the day that we'll be back together with them. The reason I'm kind of talking about this is that one line in the second reading just sort of captured me, and I had to work with that line. It says, "Sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts." And as I thought about it, I can't sanctify Christ. He's holy. What can I do to make him holier? What can any of us do to make him holier? He is holy in himself. So it can't be that St. Peter is trying to tell us that we got to do something to make Jesus holier. No. But what I think he is telling us is that we can sanctify him as Lord of our lives. There's things we can do not to make him holier, but to make him the Lord of our lives, of our hearts, of our beings. And that's what we're called to do. How do we do that? Well, the same way we do that with the people we love. We hold them in our memory. In the case of Christ, what we do is we remember his words. Those words of Scripture that have come down to us. We think about the things that he has done for us. How he has died for us and rose to new life. We think about the promises he's made that he will be with us always. And how someday we will be with him forever in the kingdom of our Father. These are ways that we sanctify him in our hearts. We make him Lord of our lives. And that's so important. Because if I don't do that, how's there going to be space in me for him? How is he going to find a heart open to him so that he can come and dwell within me? You know, if my mind is always on other things, and I'm not necessarily saying bad things, you know, but if I'm always worried about, you know, all the things that happen in my life that cause me to be preoccupied and distracted and in turmoil. Where is the space for the Lord Jesus in my heart? How can I make him Lord of my life? Therefore, we have to open ourselves to him. Treat him as we would a loved one who is far from us. And this fits into First Communion. You know, because when we go to communion, if we just come up and receive communion without ever thinking about him, probably not much is going to happen. But if we can prepare ourselves by holding him in our minds and our thoughts and speaking to him and yearning to come into a deeper oneness with him, if we can begin to speak to Jesus in the way that we love him and the way we want to give our lives to him, then when we receive him in Eucharist, there's opening for him to touch us. It's important that you young people, but all of us, learn to do that. Learn to create that space for the Lord Jesus in our lives. In the gospel today, he talks about sending us the Spirit, the Advocate. You know, my guess is that most of us, that concept of the Holy Spirit is just foreign to us. Well, if we haven't created that space in our hearts, we're not going to experience the Spirit. But if somehow we can develop within us a yearning for the presence of the Lord Jesus in our lives, a yearning for his power to be active within us, then the Spirit can work in us and we can become aware, yes, the Spirit of the risen Lord is in me and at times is guiding me and influencing me and giving me strength to do the things that I know I need to do. And there's another aspect of this. In that gospel reading today, Jesus says, the one who loves me will keep my commandments. You know, God's love for us is not conditional. He loves us whether we keep the commandments or not. But if we don't keep the commandments, we haven't created the space for him. We haven't created an openness to him. We have to do something so that our lives can receive the great promises that Jesus has made to us, so that we can know that he dwells within us. I'd like to say to you, these children, when you come to communion, not only today, but every time you come, and I hope that's every Sunday at least, don't just walk up thinking about all sorts of things. Walk up hungry, yearning to receive the Lord Jesus, yearning to let him live in your lives. Do you know what yearning means? I didn't think so. But I got a great example. You yearn for pizza, ever? Do you? Like, I want some pizza. Do you ever do that? How about ice cream? That's what I yearn for. How about chocolate? How about a new electronic game? You ever yearn for that? Do you? You don't. Okay. I'll bet there's something you yearn for, though, isn't there? There's something you want. Okay. That's what yearning means. I want it. I desire it. Can we yearn for Jesus? If we yearn for him, then our hearts are open to him. And that's what is so important for all of us, that we yearn for him, we long for him. That's the only way that we'll create an openness for him in our lives. And then if we do that, then we'll know his presence. Then we'll experience the gift of his Spirit.